reason I'm over here instead of over there is because the painting is over here and not over there. And that's the same reason there's no part of God's Word indicated for the sermon today. Almost always we open up one of the three things we read and we read through it again. But this morning the sermon text is in paint and in canvas next to me. And we thank those who provided such a nice light for us to see it. One thing for sure this morning, I don't know how many people walked up to me and said, "Happy Easter." You probably said that to somebody. That's almost everybody said that to somebody else this morning or heard it, "Happy Easter." And almost none of you, by contrast, when you walked in, gave the painting much of a thought, even though it was just a few months back. It was last fall, wasn't it, where in part of our 150th anniversary celebration for our school, we reinstalled, gifts having been given, we reinstalled the painting that used to hang behind the altar in the old church. I thought it would be awfully helpful for us to look at it this Easter because you said to others, didn't you? You said, or you've heard many times already this morning, "Happy Easter." Really? Happy Easter? Sin is destroyed? If you have a phone on your belt like I do, or a phone in your purse, or a phone that sometimes sits in your back pocket, it makes for a fairly helpful way to think about the painting. Because what percentage of Americans even bothered with Lent this year? And the answer, according to the survey people, maybe they weren't quite right, but we'll guess that they got it close. The answer is about 24%. So a good third of Americans admitted to surveyors that they were watching NCAA men's basketball on their phones during work in the last month. Many more Americans willing to watch basketball on their phone than to take time before Easter to say, "Now what's this all about again?" And people celebrate Lent in different ways, and there's no command in the Bible to celebrate Lent, but are you a sinner again? It's an odd thing. When asked, "Do you need Jesus' help to struggle against sin, to get help with your sin?" What percentage of American men said yes to the recent survey? And the answer is 22%. So again, more people watching basketball, not just on TV, but on their phones at work, than willing to admit that they need Jesus because of their sin. That's why if I think the painting says "Happy Easter," somebody else might well say, "Batty Easter, Daffy Easter, Wacky Easter. Come on, people don't rise from the dead, and even if they do, I don't really need this." The percentage of ladies was higher, but 33% of ladies across the country said they needed Jesus' help with their sin when asked. Well, that's not so surprising. Only half of Americans believe there's a hell. We could go on with statistics. Let's not. Let's talk about the painting. This is just a marvelous painting. It was painted by a man named August Clegg-Stead, and memory fades. We don't even exactly remember when this first went up in the church building across the way. Early 1900s, about 100 years ago, August Clegg-Stead painted a lot of these. He painted over 1,000 replicas generally to hang in altars all across the upper Midwest. This one is particularly neat, and I think you can say "Happy Easter" because of this painting. Number one, because of the gory Easter. Do you see where you're sitting? Do you see the three crosses there? They might be kind of hard to see. Or even harder to see, even standing very close, I can barely see the wound there, and there is a wound in the hand right there. But even if you're close and the light is bright, you should come up here later and look. That is a gory thing. That is a bloody thing. That Romans would execute people on crosses. There is one man who died on a cross whose death makes a difference to you. Happy Easter. It starts with gory Easter. It starts with bloody Easter. It starts with the only person that could ever take away the sin of the world, taking your place deliberately. And right on the heels of that, the thing that's much more obvious in the painting is not gory Easter, but Holy Easter, do you see the angel on the left? We could quibble with the angel. Looks a little bit more like my mom when she was younger than I, if I was going to draw it, but I'm a terrible artist, I can't critique. And Jesus looks way more European than I would draw him, but really that's a good thing in the end. That was the style of the day. And this is us. It's actually pretty good that the angel and Jesus don't look so Middle Eastern, that they look more like they're from Minnesota in skin tone or whatever else features. Because not only can we say gory Easter, and that's why it's happy Easter, we can say holy Easter. Look at how Jesus and the angel are both in white, pure white. Jesus didn't deserve to die. Jesus lives, and his resurrection proves it. He's holy. And if he was taking your place on the cross, then you're as holy as any holy angel. Angels get backstage passes to stuff, don't they? You can't go backstage where angels can. You know that. Angels know stuff we don't. Angels, they gotta be more holy than the average person. Not to God. Not if Jesus died for all your sins. Happy Easter. Gory Easter, that's why it's happy Easter. Holy Easter. Thirdly, scary Easter. That's the soldiers in the front. Again, you may not have noticed from where you're sitting, it might be hard to see the shield down here or the sword in the right hand of this man. Probably you can make out the helmet here, the shoulder protection, etc. The artist draws them scared, the Roman soldiers. Does the Bible portray it this way? Did Jesus blow out of the tomb and shove the stone back and then the soldiers were scared? No, the Bible says there was an earthquake, right? And the soldiers were blown away by the earthquake. But the artist is really helping us out very well here by putting these figures together. Happy Easter? Because the things that ought to make everyone scared, you don't have to be scared of. Funerals are really scary. Cancer is scary. Surgery is scary. Someone saying, goodbye, I'll never see you again, I hate you. That's scary, isn't it? Which is why it helps me that Jesus doesn't have any followers in the picture. But he doesn't look scared. Lonely Easter. One of the hardest things of all is someone else dies and you're alone. Or someone else says, I'm never coming back. Goodbye. Happy Easter. Dear ones, you know someone who knows what it's like to be abandoned. You have someone who took your place to make all the demons and all the soldiers, all the authorities of this world who looked like they got all the power, all the kingship. Nothing to be scared of. This is the world down here. We were talking at length about it on Friday. Some of you were here. We talked about a man named Charles Lazarus. He died last week Thursday. Did you catch this in the news? Mr. Lazarus, age 94. Back in 1987, he was the richest, highest paid executive in the country. And the same day he died, his company, Toys R Us, was liquidating 700 plus stores and all their merchandise across the country. This is why we have this in the front of the painting. Scary Easter. Because money makes promises to you that it can't keep. It says, I'll always be here for you. Money talks, doesn't it? Money talks, all right. It says, I'll always take care of you. And it won't. And sex and beauty, they talk. They say, I'll always be here for you. But they won't. And fame and friends, happy days, they say, I'll always be here for you, and they won't. It's a scary thing when those things leave. Take a look again at this painting. Happy Easter, not only because of gory Easter, and holy Easter, and scary Easter, but glory Easter. Look, it's very hard to see unless you get up close. The way the painter has painted it, there is shining glory coming out from Jesus. He's got a faint halo around his head that the angel doesn't. And there's shining brightness coming from him. And that's for you too. The Bible says, as sure as Jesus lives, you will shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. You will be radiant. We'll be amazed at His glory when the dead all rise on the last day. What a scary part of Easter that'll be, as the dead all rise, as everything crumbles, everything's burning. But you will shine like the sun in the kingdom of your Father. What we will be, God says, hasn't yet been made known. But we'll be like Him. And we'll see Him as He is. So one last thing about all that. You see why it's a happy Easter so far? Do you have the four so far? Gory Easter. Holy Easter. Scary Easter. Glory Easter, or glorious if you want the adjective. Glory Easter. You sure this is going to last? Doesn't everything else go away in this world? Doesn't Charles Lazarus's millions end up in the hands of his kids? He doesn't have a dime anymore like he did last week. And grand fortunes of companies. Before Toys R Us, it was what other store? They actually knocked a bunch of big box stores out of business. This happens all the time in retail, doesn't it? And Sears Roebuck is a shadow of what it was, and Woolworths is gone. And that's why I'm so glad that this painting, painted 100 years ago, which has seen a lot of millionaires, a lot of Jeff Bezos's and Warren Buffett's and Bill Gates, it sees them come and go. And the painting has looked exactly the same for the last 100 years. Gory Easter, Holy Easter, Scary Easter, Glory Easter, and lastly, the look on his face. Steady Easter. Have you noticed the look on his face, Evan? Looking right at you, and it doesn't change. It's just Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. His promises look bleak a lot of times. They cannot fail. His mercy is eternal. Happy Easter. Amen. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.